Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day. All my listeners out there. It is 8:08 in the morning here on the lovely Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And today we have a show about how to open up to your own unique psychic self. I'm going to briefly talk about how we all have our own levels of awareness and gifts that may be latent and how to open up to that. Specifically, I will be doing a workshop on this so people can sign up and come to the workshop. And through the practice of intentional energy work and spiritual work, during the workshop, your opening up will take place. And everybody out there, if you think, oh, I don't have any gifts, all an energetic vibration, and we're all connected to many beautiful things, whether you really realize it or believe it, it's just fact. And when you open up your mind and start trusting and using the tools that we will work with and be guided for during the workshop, shifts will start to happen and opening will start to take place. And everybody has a different experience, of course. Some of you will have subtleties that will be a slow process of occurrence. And some will have explosions of opening. Everybody's different. And what's going to happen is I'm going to be totally guided on what area in your body may need an opening and need a little assistance. And I have several things that I do intuitively during the workshop. And it may be a particular scent with an essential oil or a certain blend for you, certain vibration with the sound instruments, a certain crystal, and also I'm an energy healer. So I will intentionally help you open up those intuitive centers. Now, if any of you are completely new to what the heck I'm talking about with intuitive centers, essentially circles of energy in your body called chakras. And those circles in your body, I have come to know and realize, just through being me as a very spiritual, psychic individual myself, I have come to realize that those are extremely powerful centers that when they are open, several things can happen, including opening up to your divine wisdom and your own natural gifts. And what do I mean by that? What does that really mean? Please, psychic unfoldment in a nutshell. That word psychic, now that has many unique characteristics itself and many unique definitions. There's several levels of being psychic. And the funny thing is, I've always thought it was strange for people to think that psychicness was odd or different or not unique or not, you know, your average thing, because honestly, I truly believe and feel that it is our most natural state to be in. It's just unfortunately we've become extremely disconnected from ourselves, to be perfectly frank. And I had a conversation with somebody, I'm going to back up for a second, the other day that I'm working with through their healing process. They're going through some stuff. And I always find the wisdom that I need. I get into that person's psyche and try to figure out a way. Actually, I don't really try to figure out. It just happens. It occurs. Talking and the content is really unique for that particular person and what they need. So I was having a conversation about how it's important to really have that open mind in that the things that we're doing are really not unusual. It's just we've become so disconnected that we think it's unusual. And I do want to stop for a second and say this show's not 30 minutes. I have to kind of cut it short because I'm home with the kids today and somebody's crying at the moment. So I'm going to put you guys on a brief hold. I'm going to tell everybody just have a little silent moment and say own to yourself. Hold on 1 second. Patience. Yeah, I wanted to do it, and I just thought it was important to do the show, so I'm like, oh, I know it's getting to their antsy time, and they're going to want to be running around soon, but I wanted to do the show, and I said, if they start to get crazy, I'll just make it brief. So, honestly, you are a psychic being. It's just you may not be aware of it yet. Because life happens and we get caught up in stuff that is apart from ourselves that really doesn't feed our soul, such as the fight for the mighty dollar. You know, that really brings our vibration down. We're more than just a person that wants money. We really are. I think deep down inside, human beings want peace and well-being and connectedness. And when you start to focus on your center and allow yourself to shine and remove blocks and open up to your divine self, you naturally start to feel more centered and connected. And you realize, of course, you know, in this modern day, we need money to survive. We're no longer living off the land and bartering, and we no longer have that knowledge how to survive and how to use the herbs for medicine. So we basically look to others. We've given up a lot of our power. So we look to others for those things now. So, yeah, we need money. It's important. But doing it in balance. Still finding that time for yourself. That's really important. Now, the things that I love and have naturally called out to me during my practice for healing sessions with people and even for my own centering are things like, which I've already mentioned briefly, herbs. Specifically during sessions, I use pure plant-based essential oils. And also crystals and stones, all very unique for each session, each person. Really no set rules for any of this stuff, and that's why I decided to do the show on opening up to your own unique psychic self, because it's more like doing these workshops, it's more like not following rules that maybe other people have during their workshops for spiritual unfoldment or whatever. It's more like completely being guided and to help you naturally unfold. Because there really is no right or wrong way. I find that I actually can't be boxed in. I don't do many classes to teach me this stuff. I would do better with somebody like myself teaching, because it's more of a free-form environment. So I'm going to help you find your own divine guidance and open up your chakras, open up your intuitive centers. If I see any blocks there and there's, you know, something that comes up intuitively from my spiritual wisdom, my higher self, my psychic self for you, I will absolutely pass that along. And that's what this is all about. Each person will have different tips that come up for the workshop. So the intention and the overall theme of the workshop will be centering, grounding, opening up, being protected by love and light, of course, and just having somebody like me to facilitate really does help you feel safe and grounded, because I set that tone. And when you work with people who have that vibration, that is something that you're seeking, or even just that vibration that's is just a little bit stronger or higher, and can kind of see past the judgment, because I remain very neutral during all of this. It's nothing about judging. You automatically let your guard down. You automatically do get more centered. And especially when we're doing things in groups, it's a little bit more intense. It happens easier, it's smoother as well, because there is power in numbers. And since we have 10 minutes left, so how do you sign up for these workshops? You can call me at 774-269-9710. I haven't put up this particular workshop on my website yet, but I will. And you can go to my website to see all my things that I do there. I'm also a divine reader, an energy healer, both at classes and workshops. And my website is www.kellyroy.com. I did include that link on the description of the show. And I am currently at Osterville Fitness on the Cape. But I also travel. I do, you know, since I started this, many people, you know, different yoga studios or different centers or like the wigwam. And I've just done a bunch of stuff throughout the years everywhere. Even though I've always had like a home base somewhere, I like to do that. I like to go to different towns and spread the good vibrations to everybody, because a lot of people don't like going over the bridge for whatever reason. If you're over the bridge or if you're further down Cape, you're less likely to want to come to a workshop that you have to drive a long distance for. So if you happen to have a yoga studio or a wellness center or even a gym, because I'm at a gym right now, but honestly, it's more than a gym. It is very mind, body, spirit oriented as well. I will do those workshops there. What I like is to have at least 5 people sign up, and pre-registration is required. And it will last about 2 hours. Now, we will also do guided affirmations, in particular with intention for opening up to your spiritual gifts. And all of this is for your own self-work and self-guidance, because the more you are open, the more centered you are, the more clear you are, the more guided you are, it really helps you weave through life. It almost like just brings me back to a conversation I was having with one of the yoga instructors at Osterville Fitness. By the way, she gave props to Osterville Fitness. They're awesome over there. They have a bunch of cool classes. They have Bellatone and Barre, and I might be wrong about the Bellatone, but I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. I know they have Barre, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Can you tell I don't know anything about the gym? Like, I said, a workout and stuff. I'm getting there. But they have a lot of classes, and this yoga instructor, she's new over there. And so it's really great, because now they have yoga as well. And I know they have spin for sure, and I know they have group active. And they have amazing trainers and programs, so I definitely wanted to give props to that. You guys are missing out if you happen to be anywhere around Osterville and you're not going to that gym, because her membership includes the classes, which is pretty amazing. She also has an awesome bio charger. So I was having a conversation with the yoga instructor, and we were, you know, just talking about many spiritual topics. And she was very, very interested in that mind-body-spirit connection herself, and I went out and showed her some things, how to see energy. Basically, I can teach everybody how to see energy. I've had 100% success rate. Most unconsciously already see it, but we bring it to the conscious awareness. So that is also something that I'm going to work with everybody, is to help them open up to their own ability to also tap into the subtle energy realms. And so this really for you, and so you can be more open and guided and just be your best self, because instead of using that total rational mind, you know, use some of the rational mind, but use a lot of that intuitive mind as well, because that always brings you to new levels that you never thought possible. Okay, 5 minutes left. So expect when you sign up for the workshop for really deep relaxation and amazing opening up affirmations and chakra work that I'm going to help you with, and also intentional use of vibration and sound to open you up, and absolutely being protected and grounded, and also having, since I do truly listen to my spiritual guidance, also having that come through for the workshop. And I look forward to doing this for everybody. And I will also go to your home. And so you're probably like, okay, well, how many classes and what is the price? Well, you know, I always have something in mind, but then I also like to work with people like, okay, this person may not be able to go to 3 workshops, but her schedule may be open for 2, or maybe let's just do 1 really intensive one. So that's all in the works, but usually 1 class, 1 session for the workshop, especially with an intensive like this, is going to be about $100, because it really is something extremely unique and powerful, and it's going to be worth your while. And if we happen to do, if somebody wants 2 or 3 intensive workshops for spiritual unfoldment, which is, I like 3 is my lucky number, so I always like 3. I feel like that works well because it's mind, body, soul. Then obviously that price is going to go up. So if anybody happens to be taking a nice little vacation on the Cape and you have a home and you want me to come to you, and you want your own private session, the price is going to be a little bit higher because we don't have more numbers involved in that. But if you wanted to invite some of your friends, then it would stay at that $100 range per person. So let's see, 2:40. How would I like to end this? What content? I know I feel like I'm all over the place today. It's just one of those high energetic vibration days. What content are we needing to end this with? Let's think. So here's the cool thing. I've done the work, and I still continue to do the work on my own psychic unfoldment. And yes, I was born that way, and many of us are, but it also took intention and desire and honoring of my own unique psychic self and following a daily practice. The more I do that, the clearer I am, the more balanced I am. So how cool is it to actually have somebody that's there teaching you how to find your own unique abilities? And a lot of people, they go to these classes and they do a lot of spiritual unfoldment, and they like that linear thinking and following this model. And that's great. But I probably am going to be somebody who is spontaneous, because that's when the most amazing things happen. and very guided during each class, and just gentle and supportive as well, less book-like. So I really look forward to seeing everybody and meeting you. And another thing I was putting out there was possibly doing one of these online for people that can't be here, but that really resonate with my vibration and really, you know, would like to open up with my guidance. So, okay, I would love to do this for many people, and it is one of my greatest joys, helping you open up to your divine self for your own life, to live your best life. That's really the main thing and the main theme with everything that I do. I truly love helping people find their spiritual center and find their truth and their happiness to live their best life. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a blessed day. Walk your path lightly. KellyRoy.com, KellyRoy.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.